Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Well, good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Randy Fine, your show host, and today we have with us the fabulous Laura Lee, and she is going to be taking your calls and hopefully giving you some insight into the issues that are concerning you today through spirit. So very exciting, always great when we have Laura here. Let's get started. Good morning, Laura.
Hi, thanks for the intro. Hi. I always appreciate
You're welcome.
That.
You're welcome. Yeah. You and I have not really discussed what we're going to talk about today, so why don't you take the floor and tell us what the angels have encouraged you to talk about today.
Well, I thought it was pertinent just to touch base with about spring, because we just stepped over the time change, which always needs readjustment with our thinking. And I thought that was kind of a great topic for us to talk about springing forward in our own lives, because, sometimes we got to clear out those cobwebs and to help us make room for our spirits to grow. And so I thought we'd talk about some, how to remove those old thoughts and ideas and behaviors and patterns that don't bear repeating. I mean, this includes grief about failed relationships or a loss of a loved one, which I deal on a regular basis in my counseling efforts, and I'm sure you do too, Randy. And, it's easier for people on the outside to say that, that's the baggage that's kind of holding you back for your highest good, but sometimes it's hard for us to see that, we're dragging all this garbage behind us, and it's slowing our steps and taking the life out of us. So you have to let go of all that to find that balance or spring in your step again. And we're going to talk about, some steps that you can take to release this baggage today. And aside from the usual basics, which bear repeating because we hear them, but sometimes we don't do them. But eating right and getting enough rest and exercising regularly can take us a long ways to restore balance in our lives, but sometimes we need a little more help. And today we're going to talk about some of those things that you can do. And I mean, I'm just scratching the surface today. I'm sure there's a whole list of things we could all, identify that help us move things. But today I'm going to talk about some of the things that I do with clients personally, and then some spiritual exercises that I know work personally for me and have worked for some clients of mine. So that's what I would like to.
Awesome. That's really good.
Relay today.
Yeah. Before we went on air, we were chatting a little bit, and we were talking about how fear, you know, when we get into a bind, when we get into a place where we just don't know what to do, how fear can be such a blockage. And how important it is to find faith. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, I love using the acronym because I think it's so true. Fear means failed expectations appearing real.
Okay.
Failed expectations appearing real. And there's really nothing that's failed. I mean, everything's a lesson for us to grow stronger. If it hasn't killed us, it's making you stronger.
Right.
For
absolutely.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's just a matter of facing it head on, which is instead of running from it, facing it and head on is the quickest way for us to walk through it. And, man, that's a big subject in our house because I, you know, on a day-to-day basis, I've got a little one who's having repeated nightmares and still at my side, you know, years we've been dealing with this. So, I mean, you know, how to confront those situations and those dreams, those visions that are right before us and, you know, the realities that are right before us and how to take the bull by the horn and ride it
right.
through, basically.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
You know, and, you know, I got to tell you, because I know we fear letting go is going to be the worst. And actually, if we just walk through it and get through it, you're going to see that there's going to be beautiful things beyond. And, you know, I'm asked to go into people's homes a lot, or I'm given calls. People call me for doing clearings. A lot of spiritualists are asked to do that for, you know, removing spirits and stuff. But you know what I find? The easiest way to start clearing, you know, and to clear these old thoughts, ideas, behaviors, and patterns is clean your house. Seriously. I mean, it's probably the quickest thing and most practical thing to do is remove anything associated with the past that is really bothering you. These sentimental things, you know, just retain the sentimental things that you think are tied to a person, maybe put them in a box. And I'm talking about the ones, people who, you know, are grieving a loss of a loved one, let's say that has transcended to the other side. I mean, possessions hold energy, and that energy, if it's still surrounding you and still in your presence and company, can weigh you down. Mm-hmm. So whatever you can release yourself of and clean your house of and can shift your energy tenfold, it does amazing things for the spirit, mind, and body. So, and, you know, I'll just give you a quick example. I know this is common with people who lose a loved one. They'll continue to wear their clothes. And I've come across this a couple times where, let's say, a relative has committed suicide, and then I'll find a family member actually wearing their clothes.
Mm.
And that's not a good vibe.
No.
That's not a good vibe to hold on to. Okay, so because the energy will be, you know, transmitted on some manner, some way, and you might find that the energy is being absorbed by that person. So whatever you can, release and pass it on to somebody who, you know, pass it on where it can have new life or new energy so that you can bounce back. And that's
right.
Probably one
I completely
of the
agree.
I can...
Yes, I tell people to do the same thing. And often, you know, and yes, the energy is one thing, but there are triggers, you know, these kind of things are triggers.
Yes.
And it's hard to heal from an emotional issue if you're constantly being triggered. So, but with that said, we have some callers excited to talk to you. So are you ready to start taking them? Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay. This is area code 780. Good morning. What is your name?
Good morning, ladies. It's Michelle. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
So what would you like to ask Laura today?
Where are you calling from, Michelle?
I'm calling from Alberta, Canada.
Oh,
okay.
Alberta.
Oh, yeah.
There.
So my question, I guess I'm just kind of curious what's coming for career. I was off for 6 months last year. So, of course, I love my job and I'm a contractor. So I'm just kind of curious what your thoughts are. Please and thank you.
Let me see here. You're off 6 weeks. This was
that
a
was
health issue?
Six
months.
No, just the economy.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the economy. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, who's got the leg issues? Who's got a leg or foot issue that is this you or somebody around you?
I'm thinking probably my dad because he has off and on.
Does he? So he has trouble being mobile. You're saying like physically walking?
No, he's good now, but his legs did swell up last year, and he had something kind of going on, so I'm thinking that's what you're picking up.
Right. Okay, because I want to say that, because you know, which can mean about moving forward, but I want to draw that attention. Well, do you have any pains in your leg, Michelle, for any reason?
I do sometimes.
On the left side? Yeah,
yes,
okay, well, then
do.
It is you,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay,
sorry,
so left side. It's left side?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay,
yes.
So left side, all right, is kind of our creative thinking side, you know, going outside the box and our instincts, using our instincts. And sometimes I feel like you stifle that. And you think about things maybe a little bit more. You might be more rationally minded than, you know, thinking outside the box and being intuitive and creative about, you know, your direction. Does that make sense to you?
It does, yeah.
More analytical about things and, you know, how to approach things from a more pragmatic way rather than a creative way. So the only reason I'm saying that is I want you to find a way to step outside your usual regime. Maybe it's, taking a different pattern during your day, you know, doing a different pattern. Because I think something's going to pop up that's unusual for you, you know, and take you places that you hadn't been before on different levels, okay? And I don't know if you have any connections or ties to New York because New York came right up immediately for me when you started talking, and there was a tie to New York and some sort of agency, I want to say agency, tied to New York. Does that make sense?
Not at this time, but I do have a lot of connections on LinkedIn, so maybe that's what you're picking up.
You do. Okay, well, I'm just going to say I see there's a connection to an agency. And as I say this, if it means getting up at a different time, if it just means setting up a different schedule for yourself to, you know, focus on different directions, because, like I said, I just feel like it's going to come in a different way for you than it usual has, like a different type of job. Even though you say you're a contractor and everything like that, that you might be asked to do something that's going to be a little stretch, and I think it's going to be great for you. In fact, have you been asked, let me ask this, has a prior employer or somebody who contracted your work asked you to come on board full time or come on as a regular in the past?
In the past, yes.
Yes. Okay, there's your confirmation.
Okay.
That's your confirmation. That's what I'm getting from Spirit, okay? So that's your confirmation. I feel like Mark is your head direction. You'll be working over in the States quite regularly, and I feel like it's tied with an agency. You might want to keep that open, okay?
Oh, okay. Awesome. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for calling
in, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle. Take care.
You too. Bye.
So the next caller, you know, when somebody calls from Skype or something like that, it comes up with a series of 11s, which is really cool. So the next caller is a series of five sets of 11, which is very cool.
Oh, my.
Five sets. Okay.
Everybody make a wish.
Okay. Okay. Can you hear that I've opened up your mic, 11, 11, 11?
I can. Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. What is your name?
Who are we talking? Hi, my name. My name is Patty, and I am calling from New York.
Okay.
Wow.
New York.
We just talked about
New York.
And
my question is also around employment. I'm looking for a new position, and I was wondering if there are any messages around that.
So when I see New York with you, I'm going right into Manhattan. Are you there, or is there a tie to you in Manhattan?
There is not.
There's not. So you're not, obviously you're not there. You're on the somewhere else in the city. But that's where I was taken right immediately, Patty, when you said New York. And I feel like there's something there around the island that's going to draw you in, okay? And are you right-handed, Patty?
I am.
I see a male figure on the other side that's really close to you, associated with and guiding you, like a father figure. Does that make sense?
It does. He's passed.
Yeah. Do you think of him often? Because he's there.
Yes.
You do. Okay. Well, he's there. He's guiding this process. Are you self-employed as well, Patty?
No, I work for a large company. I'm looking to switch to a smaller company.
You are. Okay, well, I feel like there's something to do with, you know, you transitioning. I don't know if it's, you know, this next move or maybe a couple more steps, but I feel like there's a transition to you becoming independent. Self-employed. Is that why do you say that? Is that something you were thinking you would like to go someday?
Not at the moment, mainly because I don't have a particular interest that I'm, you know, that I can support myself doing on my own.
Yeah.
But certainly something I would consider later on, part-time.
Well, Who was self-employed in the family? Who had work coming in?
I don't know. No one in my family is self-employed.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I feel like somebody within the family guides you there. So if they aren't already, I just feel like it's a family affair. Okay, so I feel like there's a tie with family in regards to this, which I think is, you know, destined to happen to close some bonds, make some bonds, restore bonds in some way. At least that's what your dad's telling me, okay? Did your father have issues around the chest area? Because I feel a tightness around chest.
He did. He passed from a heart attack.
Right. All right, there's your confirmation, Patty.
Yeah, no,
I'm
intrigued.
Okay.
Intriguing.
I wish you well. Keep us posted, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't think you're far away from, you know, reaching your next objective. I think Manhattan's the key there. Okay.
All right, I will let you know.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Randy? Hello?
Okay, I'm back. Laura? Hello?
Oh, what happened?
Oh, no.
Okay, let me just see if my callers are here. This is area code 520. Are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Oh, my
How
gosh.
Are you?
Good, Blog
Talk. I see you're having a little difficulty there.
Blog Talk just, oh, Laura's back. Okay, let's get her back.
It's all right. I got disconnected after that Skype
call.
So
did I. I got disconnected.
Oh,
okay.
Well,
okay,
God
both of us.
Skype. Right.
Well, I've opened up the mic for area code 520, so let's talk to her since she's been waiting.
Okay.
What is your name?
My name's Christina, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Okay.
Hi, Christina.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I was just wondering, I wanted to connect to somebody on the other side.
The first person I get, you know, even before you even ask the question, is I feel like there's a female there, and I sense her over your left side. So to me, if you're right-handed, left side would be maternal side, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Is that who you're looking for?
Well, for whoever wants to come in, both of my parents are gone. My grandma's gone.
Well,
she's
very close. And as I say, I feel like there was a tie to her in Arizona. Had she ever been down there, or was she there, at one point? Or did she live there too, or what?
Yeah. She lived here too.
She did. Okay, then that's who I'm connecting to for sure. Okay, because that was my sense when I tuned into her right before you asked. So she's very close to you, and you know another thing that makes reference to her is I feel like the outdoors, birds, or something of that sort. I don't know if you connect to birds to her or somebody else. But I get lots of birds around you. What's that about? Or do you have a close affinity? Or did she have a close affinity to birds?
She did. She used to love to garden, and I took that up and have lots of plants outside, and she would be outside enjoying the birds every morning, and she had a roadrunner that would come and peck at the door, and she made me fall for it. When she passed away, there were still meatballs in the refrigerator, and I call him a he, I don't know what he was, and he would come back at the
right.
door, and I'd roll out a meatball. It was her.
I love it. Are they
That's
fast
cute.
Like they are in the cartoon? Are they fast like they are in the cartoon?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen a roadrunner.
And they're not, I never knew that they could fly. I never knew how vicious they were until
really?
maybe like a couple years ago, I saw a roadrunner killing a bird, and then he scooped it up and carried it away. And I was like, oh my.
Tragic. Yeah.
Well, I've seen them. You know, you would expect that they're big. They're not. They're very small. They're not as big as the roadrunner in the cartoons. They're small.
Right.
So when they expand their wings, they're quite big.
Okay.
They don't look big. But
well, funny thing is I lived in Arizona for a long time. I don't think I've ever seen one, but that's funny. But your mom wants to say that whenever you are in touch with the birds and being connected to the birds, she's there with you. So I feel like she's still guiding your steps in that manner and still remains very close. And, I mean, just love, love, love. I mean, I just feel a great sense of love and gratitude towards you, because I felt like you were very pivotal and assisting her towards the end days. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, she's been gone 32 years. Well, this year will be 32 years.
Wow.
And you've connected it like it was yesterday.
Oh, I am sure. And, you know, but she tells me I'm not the first to connect with her. I mean, I think you've spoken to her with other mediums, and, you know, of course you've had your own dreams and connections to her aside from that, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Instead of having a lot of dreams, I once in a while will smell her.
Oh, well, I'll just put it this way. That's one of your most memorable senses, obviously, but you also might be a little more clairsentient than the most, you know, more regularly than somebody else. You know, some people are more claircognizant, some people are more clairvoyant than others, but you are very what's the word for it? You're clairsentient. You know, you get a good sense of smell and feeling about things, but she, you know, I feel like you're very tied to her. And, you know, she tells me, too, I meant to say this earlier, but we got on the subject about the birds and the roadrunner. She says something about a transition. I don't know if you're looking at relocating or moving or you're downsizing or something of that sort, but she has mentioned that.
Well, you know, you're right on, because one of my children are thinking about buying a home down the street. And so is that saying that's a good thing?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, how could it not? To have your kid real close. I don't know. I'm that type of mom.
It's about maybe 9 homes away from me.
You're blessed. So,
okay,
and
so
I
I'll
feel
take
like
that
she's
as a good sign, because we've been praying over it and thinking, you know, should he do it? Should he not do it? Because it's a fixer-upper, and it's at a good price. So we're like, okay, doing the pluses and the minuses, and all we've come to is it's been a plus. So
then go for it. And I think he's all game for this renovation project anyway. He wants to put his hands into it because he wants to do more. That's what she tells me. Okay, well, then go for it. So thanks, Christina, for calling in. It's been a blessing to talk to you.
That was
fun.
Thank you.
Well, thank you guys, and you guys have a blessed day, and you guys are doing a wonderful job, and thank you for sharing this with all of us. It's great to have people like you guys. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
You too. You as well. Thank you, Christina.
Okay.
So let's continue. We're actually at 11, almost 11:30. But let's talk a little bit more about what our topic of the day is.
Okay. So how many more minutes have we got? 10? Is that what we got?
Yeah, we got 10.
Okay. So with that little snafu, let's just really quickly go through these. The second step that I was given to express today to all the listening audience was to write out your grief in a journal or write a letter to that person. Doesn't mean you have to send it. Man, I don't know how many journals I've filled with my grief or written a letter to a person, you know, just to get it off my chest. It does wonders for you. So I highly recommend writing it out. Take that time. Go get a piece of paper. Just write it all down. And if it doesn't clear it the first time, do it again. Do it again until you're done with it. And the third step is, if that's not enough, go counsel with a friend or a professional and get it off your chest. Talking about it clears it. Holding it in does not. I mean, I've worked with... I'm just going to say this. The first thing that comes to my mind is military personnel who've gone to war and dealt with war and seen conflict up front and not dealing with it by not talking about it, which I know is very hard coming from a long family of soldiers myself. But it's really important to release that by talking it through. You know, and there's professionals out there who can help aid you if you don't have a close friend or a family member to lay it out. And then my fourth step is to reframe your state of mind. I know we've talked about watching your thoughts, they become words, watch your words, they become actions, watch your actions. they become habits, and your habits will become your character, and your character becomes your destiny. So if you can reframe the idea that you're done grieving about such and such because now you're going to blah, blah, blah. So I'm done grieving about, and I know that seems like it's a harsh thing, but, you know, there's only so long that we can give ourselves where we're actually laying on the floor, you know, crying our eyes out. We've got to put it, if we put a date on it, which I know is hard to do, but remind ourselves, now I'm going to do this. Anytime these emotions come up, I'm going to go channel my energy into something more constructive. Maybe it might be an art project or a writing project or, you know, getting involved in some sort of charity where you can give back so you start feeling, you know, alive again. But those are some of the things that I recommend. And I know we've got some other callers waiting, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay. I've got two more, but hopefully we can nail it before the hour is up.
Okay. All right. Well, this caller has been waiting for over 18 minutes. This is area code 734. Good morning. What is your name?
Hi, good morning. Peggy.
Peggy. Hi, Peggy.
Hello.
Hi, Peggy.
Where are you calling from, Peggy?
From Michigan.
Okay. Awesome.
What can we
do for
you, Peggy?
For Laura?
Laura, a couple years ago you did a reading for me about my son when he was really a hot mess, and while he's doing a lot better now,
good.
He's still kind of all over the place and doesn't really know what he wants to do. He's 22, and he's supposed to start a new job in a few days, and I was wondering if this might be the one that clicks for him.
Oh, no. He'll jump around. But you know what, Peggy? You got to give him that leeway. I mean, he's only in his 20s. I knew he was still in his 20s when you told me that because, I mean, the 20s are about figuring things out. And your son, you know, he's just a late bloomer, you know? And I give you the exercise because as parents, I mean, there's only so much we can control, and especially
right.
when they become adults. So one of the biggest things I always recommend parents that is effective is just holding the vision for your child that they're happy, healthy, and prosperous, and seeing them in the light as their higher self, and hold that vision for them. I mean, they might not always nail it. They may have, you know, glimpses of those moments. But the longer we hold it for them, they'll rise to those expectations, and you keep urging them along. You know, did I give you that exercise when we talked a couple years back for your son?
No.
I did?
At that point, he was doing substance abuse and everything, and he was really a mess.
Right.
But I'm proud of him. He's come a really long way so far, but he just can't seem to find something that he likes to do, you know?
Well, I think he's got to try out many different things before he gets to that place. But you know what I find is the one thing that comes to me, is he mechanical? Has he done anything on the mechanic side or mechanical or loves cars or something?
He wants to fix cars, but I don't know that he knows that much about them. He does a lot of, like, carpentry and stuff with his and roofing with his dad, you know, that type of thing, home repair. But he always talks about buying a junker car and fixing it up.
Well, then encourage him, because that's where, someone over there, and I feel like it's a father figure, like a grandfather, is like, does he have a name connection to a father figure or somebody on the other side, or is it his own dad? I just feel like there's a name connection.
Well, yeah, he's named after his own dad, yeah.
Okay, and is that name also followed through by anybody else in past generations?
I don't know, but I know he was kind of close to my dad when he was alive because, you know, I mean, my dad actually passed on his birthday when he was 9.
Okay. Well, I just got to say, the mechanical thing is where he's going to find his niche, okay? So
okay.
I would encourage it, and, I mean, he's got an intuitive sense about these things, but it doesn't mean that he probably won't go get some sort of certification and some education on it. But I would encourage him to go that direction. And I
all
think
right.
that's where he'll find his love and peace finally. But, you know, it might take him a while because, you know, that requires some resources. But I think, you know, he'll find him if his heart desires it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
God
thanks,
bless,
Peggy.
Peggy. Wish you guys all
thank
the
you.
Best. Hold the vision. Hold the vision, Peggy. It works. It works.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we'll take this last caller quickly. This is area code 252. Good morning. Hi, what is your name?
Hi, good morning. This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Where are you calling from?
What can we do for you?
I'm calling from North Carolina. And, Randy, I've spoken to you several times about my situation with my divorce.
Oh, Jennifer. Okay. Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
So,
did we lose her?
We lost her.
We
oh my
lost
gosh.
Her.
She won't
okay,
be able to call
well,
back in because
for her to call.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, while we're waiting for her, here's a couple
yep.
more steps.
Okay. Well, she won't be able to get back in now. She won't be, it's too late for her to get back in. There is one more caller if
okay.
you want to grab, you know, take it real quick. Let's see.
Okay,
all
let's
right.
go to it.
Okay. Area code 314. We haven't talked to you, have we? No, they just dropped two. All right, let's finish.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, it's just you and I now.
I guess the angels were really wanting to get this information over to everybody.
I think so.
Letting
they
go.
Dropped all the
so,
calls.
So
okay.
here's the last two that really, really work. Outdoors, standing outdoors, even if it's for 10 to 15 minutes, the plants, or even indoor plants and flowers are a great way to absorb heavy energy. I always treat myself to a bouquet of flowers once a week, and I distribute
aww.
Them throughout the house. I visit outside daily. So if you can get yourself outdoors and around plants and flowers or bring them indoors or near your bed or where you work on a day-to-day basis, I promise you it's going to shift your energy. And then finally, the one last thing that I highly recommend is a spiritual exercise. And if you're listening in right now, just close your eyes for a second and visualize a light beam coming down from the heavens. It's showering all this light down over you, and it's just releasing all the toxins, all the negativity, anything that you want to release. It'll work on you if you just allow and be open and receptive to the release. Anything that's really heavy on your heart, I want you to take a deep inhale of this light. And then as you exhale, release it into a bubble. It might be a person. It might be something that's really been troubling you. See it go into this bubble and float up into the light, just drifting off and off far away till you can't see it anymore for your transformation. If this doesn't work for the first time, do it again and again, until you feel there's a shift, a neutralization of that energy that it's been holding against you. But every time you do it, I want you to give thanks for lifting this burden off your chest, and you're surrendering now to the peace, love, and joy that is your natural state. And do this as often as you can so that you can start living, because as soon as you start to neutralize its power over you, it won't affect you anymore. And then you'll find that you'll have that spring in your step again, because you won't even be thinking about it. You'll be moving forward and so busy with other things and caught up in life that you don't have time to fit that in anymore into your life.
You know, you said, I want to reiterate that peace, love, and joy is the natural state. I think that's really important for people to hear, because often if they've lived a life where they've had emotional, physical, whatever kind of trauma that they've gone through, often they feel like this is what they deserve, or this is what, you know, how they have to live the rest of their life.
Yes.
But it is all about working, coming back to the peace, love, and joy that is the natural state, right, Laura?
Yes. Yes, it is. And it's dealing with those fears, you know, instead of sweeping them under the rug. It's time to take them out and look at them, you know, and march forward and, you know, do something about it. You know, we can't, if we ignore it, it's just going to fester and grow into this dark ugly shadow
right.
that follows you everywhere. And
exactly.
I always laugh
come,
about it.
You know, we come into this world. This is our gift. This is our entitlement. To achieve
is.
That.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, I just want to say for everybody who's tuned in, if I can take this minute to say, Randy, that next month on April 23rd, it's a Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, is another Spirit Salon. So if you didn't get a chance to call in today, I invite you to come participate in this public group reading. And so all you have to do is call in and participate on the call, and I'll do a group reading. So it'll be like gallery random readings with audience members. But it
well,
might be
exciting.
Another opportunity for you to. Yeah. So
how many callers do you usually get to take?
Details are on
time?
My website. Details are on my website at mediumlordly.com. So.
Okay, awesome. How many callers
yes,
do you usually get to take on your during your spirit salon?
You know, I limit now to probably 50 because
oh, wow.
So we can handle the calls. Okay. Yeah. But this next month, we've got a shaman coming on. And maybe, Randy, you could like to come on and hang out with us. But the shaman's going to be talking about also at the top of the hour about how our spiritual experiences and connecting with spirit and guides can actually transcend our consciousness and actually open us up to a wide, vast consciousness that, you know,
oh, wow.
to release those fears, basically. So he's got his own personal insights on how to go about it.
Oh,
and
that's
we do,
great. Thank you for sharing that.
As a counselor and as a medium. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, we're running out of time, but it's been great. We've talked to some wonderful people. We've gotten some great insight from Spirit, and I thank you once again. I don't think I have you scheduled for April. No, I don't. All right. Well, to all my listeners,
we'll figure it out.
Just go to my show page on my website or on Blog Talk Radio, and you'll be able to see that. So, thanks, Laura. We do have to say goodbye.
Thank you for having me.
You are so
yes,
very
absolutely.
Welcome.
Absolutely.
It's always wonderful.
All right. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. So we are out of time for today, but if you have any comments or questions about today's show, you can email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. I'm sorry to the callers who have dropped. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk Radio today. It's out of my control, unfortunately, so don't think that I did this to you. I welcome your calls. So that's all I have for today. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming. To learn more about Randy Fine, read her articles, or to make a counseling appointment with her, please visit randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Or visit her on Facebook at Randy G. Fine.